For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We had a great time yesterday, Tony, in the WNED-TV studios for Theater Talk Live, before a live audience.
We did. We had a lot more fun than I even anticipated, and people came, which was...
Really?
Really made it go. But it was fun to talk about the shows coming up this summer, to see some of the clips from the Shaw Festival interview with TC, with Tim Carroll, the new artistic director of the Shaw, that WNED did, piece of your interview with Second Generation, and performances by Second Generation from Light in the Piazza and from Musical Fair for Pretty Funny.
And a big reason for doing Theater Talk Live was to talk about the upcoming summer season. There's so much going on. There are 3 plays, not to mention workshops at Chautauqua, 2 Shakespeare in Delaware Park activities, and it all begins with the Shaw Festival this weekend.
Big weekend, lots of openings at the Shaw. I think that St. Joan by Bernard Shaw, one of the first up and running. The very first play I ever saw at the Shaw Festival, and we can date me when I tell you it was Nora McClellan as St. Joan way back when, during the reign of Christopher Newton, but now Tim Carroll taking over at the Shaw Festival. And actually, I think a lot of energy and excitement about new things happening there and what could be burbling up.
Well, it is true. There's so many things to do on any given weekend in the Buffalo area. And Light in the Piazza, it's the final show in a rental space for Second Generation Theater. It opens next Friday, June 2nd. Out at Lancaster Opera House. We're going to have to wait until July 12th for Pretty Funny out at Musical Fair, but we'll let people know in good time. Anthony, I thought your summary of the plot of Light in the Piazza was particularly touching.
It's a moving story. We heard a duet between the young American girl and the young Italian man, but the narration of the story and what really compels the story forward is the story of the girl's mother, an American housewife married to an important business executive. She goes to Florence with their grown daughter, a beautiful girl, and it's imperceptible to the casual observer, but she has a mental defect. Once in Florence, the mother begins to realize 2 things. One, that it is possible that she has been overprotective of this girl and has overestimated her limitations, because any limitations she has seem to be imperceptible to the Italians in another language. With this layer of mediation, they do not perceive this girl to have any defect at all. She's perfect. And this young boy falls in love with her. And the mother begins to see opportunities open up. But at the same time, she's having to defy her husband. And she begins to realize that her marriage has been loveless for a very long time. And a brilliant song for the mother called Dividing Day, where she tries to trace back through her marriage and wonder, when was the moment when it went on the decline? When was the dividing day? And I'm very interested to see what Second Generation will do with it.
And if you can't fall in love with Kelly Copps and Anthony Lazzaro, who play the young lovers, well, you just have a heart of stone. That's all there is to it.
Right, and especially in the context of this beautiful musical.
We have an opening tonight, something a little different. It's the Oasis Theater Company. They're 5 years together, presenting plays that reflect the Latino experience. Tonight, it's Desde el Puente, which is a series of 10, very short, under 10-minute, one-act plays, and it's being put on at the Manny Fried Theater. I'm very, very impressed with their artistic director, Victoria Perez, who's been directing a lot lately.
Very well, too. She's an actress, also. We've seen her many times, and that company has been gaining momentum. I thought their production of Mariella in the Desert was impressive.
And this is a real one-off for our Theater Talk listeners, but if you love opera, Nickel City Opera is putting on tonight on the deck of the USS Little Rock a one-act opera by Mozart called The Impresario that starts at 7 on the high seas.
No, in the harbor anyway, but has this been done before? Kind of a showboat thing.
Well, I know they've put on fundraising productions before.
I see. It seems like it would have been a place to do Rough Crossing, which is currently being done by the Aurora Players down in the Roycroft Pavilion in Hamlin Park, East Aurora, but, you know, I'm thinking of boat-oriented plays.
The Poseidon Adventure.
South Pacific.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.